Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. Let me ask you one quick question. Are you happy? How happy are you on a scale from 1 to 10? How happy are you in your life? How much happiness do you feel at any given moment in your life? Here's what you need to know about happiness. A lot of people say that happiness is a choice. But happiness is not a choice. It is the choices you make that will give you that happiness that you want, that will give you that feeling of being happy. But here's the thing. I say it will give you the happiness. That's not entirely true either. You can't have happiness. Happiness is not something you get from outside of you. Happy is what you are. It is what you become. For you to have, or for you to be happier in your life, for you to experience more happiness on a day-to-day basis, what do you need to do? Well, like many things, creating happiness is a skill. Creating happiness is a skill. Being happy is a skill. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you here? I'm trying to tell you right now that you can be happier. You can have higher levels of happiness in your life. You can do that. And in fact, you can begin being happier right this very minute. By the end of this episode, you can be 10 times happier than what you were when you started this episode. But only if you understand that happiness is a skill. It is a skill you can learn. It is a skill you can master. You can master happiness. You can learn how you can be happier. Happiness is not something you go out there into the world and get. You cannot buy happiness, because by going out and trying to buy happiness, you're not learning the skills that are necessary for you to be happy. You're not learning the strategies you need to implement in your life for you to be happy. In a previous episode, talking about the pursuit of happiness, If you haven't watched that episode or listened to it, go back to it, all right? There's a lot there that you really need to hear, to understand. But in that episode, I talked about how we're told by society, by our parents, by our friends, that you need to go to school, you need to work hard, get good grades, go to university, get a fancy degree, graduate, get a high-paying job, work for 40 years, work for 40 years, and then only after that, when you've retired, when you've done your work, when you've toiled for 40 years straight, not including your schooling years, only then can you feel like a success. Only then can you become happy. We live in a society where we tend to chase happiness. You don't feel so great right now, so what do? Well, happiness could be waiting for you at the bottom of a bottle. That's why so many people drink, because it makes them feel happier. Other people, well, Other people buy things, fancy things, all sorts of crazy, ludicrous things that no normal person would buy. A $50,000 watch. Some people will never see $50,000 in their entire lifetime. Think about that. In some areas of this world right now, there are some people who will never see $50,000 throughout their entire lifetime. But some people, and I'm not saying don't go out and buy fancy things. That's not what I'm trying to say here. What I'm trying to say is don't go out and buy a $50,000 watch because it makes you feel good. Because it will make you feel happy. You will feel pleasure, but you will not feel happiness. You cannot buy happiness, because happiness is a skill. You cannot buy a skill. You cannot go... Let me just give you an example. Look, if you want to ride a bicycle, riding a bicycle is a skill. There are many skills involved in the biggest skill of riding a bicycle. You need to learn the skill of pedaling the bicycle. You need to learn the skill of steering the bicycle. You need to learn the skill of balancing on the bicycle. Those are all skills you need to learn in order for you to learn the biggest skill, or I suppose the meta skill within, that is called the skill of riding a bicycle. Happiness is the same thing. There are small skills within the biggest skill that is happiness. If you want to learn how to ride a bicycle, if you want to know how to ride a bicycle, you cannot know how to ride a bicycle by paying somebody some money and getting something in return. You have to learn the actual skills yourself. You have to do something. It takes your action. It needs you to take action for you to learn those things that will become the skills that you develop that teach you the biggest skill that you actually want to learn. If you want to have that level of happiness that you want to have, let me rephrase that. If you want to be as happy as you want to be, you need to do the things that will teach you how to be happy. Happiness is a skill. Now let me ask you that question I asked you in the very beginning of this episode. Are you happy? Are you happy with your life? Are you happy with anything at all? Actually, you know what? Let's just make it as broad as possible. Are you happy? In what areas of your life are you not happy? Overall, generally speaking, are you a happy person? How happy are you? How happy do you want to be? Why are you not as happy as you want to be right now? I'll answer that last question for you. You are not as happy as you want to be because you haven't learned the skills that will help you become as happy as you want to be. If you want to become a pilot, you have to learn the skills that will make you a good pilot. Because if you don't learn any of those skills, you're going to crash your plane the first try and, well, you probably won't even survive to try a second time. So what does it mean? It means you have to go out there and learn those skills. Now, one of those skills that you need to master is meaning. What do things mean to you? What do things mean to you? If you master the skill of meaning, you're halfway. In fact, you're 90% of the way to... No, that's a lie. You're 60% of the way to being happier. That's not true either. You see, when I say you need to master meaning, you need to master the skill of meaning. What I really mean is that you need to master generating the meanings that will help you become healthier. Let me explain what I mean by that. So, in life, it is inevitable that things will happen. There will always be those difficult times, those difficult periods that just come in and out of your life. It's just a part of life. sometimes shit happens. Life happens. You can't avoid that. In those times, in those difficult times, when nothing seems to go right for you, when all that keeps coming your way is pain, pain, and more pain, and if it's not pain, it's disappointment, which only leads you to yet more pain. If that is what is happening right now, if that is what is going to happen to you at some point in the future, can you be happy in that situation? Can you be happy? Yes, you can be happy. You can be happy in the worst of times. Think of the worst possible thing that could happen to you right now. The worst possible thing that could happen to you right now. What if one day you woke up and, I don't know, you were in a North Korean work camp, labor camp or something. You'd been kidnapped in your sleep and you just woke up there. Now that would not be the best of situations to wake up in. Especially if you're being starved, being worked ragged. But can you be happy in that situation? What if you woke up tomorrow morning and you've been abducted? You're in prison. And not just any ordinary prison. The prison where they send the worst kinds of people. A prison for the worst prisoners. A prison for the prisoners who were too violent, too crazy, too much for other prisons. A prison where the worst prisoners who are just too much for other prisons end up. If you end up in that prison, would you be able to find happiness? I'm telling you that no matter what the situation of your life, no matter how difficult your life may be right now, no matter how difficult your life may be in the future, you can find that happiness. You can be happy simply by extracting the meanings from things that will give you that happiness. We're generating meaning all of the time. Somebody says something, and then automatically we create some meaning. We extract the meaning of what they said from those words. Now, very often, and if you've been in the situation, everybody's been in the situation, okay? Has somebody said something, and you thought they meant one thing, but they meant something completely different? That person said something. You extracted a meaning from what they said. The actual meaning, what that person meant and what you thought they meant, they're two different things. Now, you could have thought they said something completely different to what you thought that still would not have been right. But how did it change what you thought they were saying when you understood the meaning that they wanted to deliver to you? How did it change what they said? It changed it completely, right? I remember one particular time in high school, I yelled at this one girl because I thought she mispronounced my name. I was having a rather difficult day that day. And I really don't know what annoyed me, but I thought I heard her mispronouncing my name. And I just flew off the rails. I went ballistic. Until she told me, I wasn't actually saying your name, I said something else. You must have misheard me. And her friend, who was with her at the time, confirmed that indeed I misheard what she said. Now, she said one thing, but the meaning I got from what she said was something completely different. And it made me angry. It made me angry because of the meaning that I generated. my meaning, not her meaning. Her meaning was something else. But I generated my own meaning, and it made me angry. And I screamed at her. Has that ever happened to you? Somebody says something to you, you think they mean one thing, and it offends you, or it makes you angry, or it makes you uncomfortable, until you find out they said something completely different, and it just dissolves the entire situation? The meanings you generate will affect how you feel about certain things. So if you generate meanings the right way, if you learn the skill of generating positive meanings, you can be happy in any situation. If you master the skill of generating positive meanings, you can be happy no matter what hell, no matter what things are thrown your way, no matter what happens in your life. If you learn to generate positive meanings, even in the most difficult of times, you will always be happy, so long as you do not lose that skill. Let me ask you again, are you happy? Why are you not as happy as you want to be? What are the meanings you keep generating in your life that lead you to being not as happy as you want to be? What are the meanings you need to start generating in order for you to be as happy as you want to be? What are they? They say happiness is a choice. But happiness is not a choice. Happiness is a skill. Happiness is a skill that you can learn. But for you to say that happiness is a choice is only partially true. It is not completely false, because you have to choose to learn the skills that will give you the happiness that you want. If you do not choose to learn those skills, you'll spend the majority of your life feeling unhappy, because you're using the skills that lead to a lack of happiness. But you want to be happy. So you need to choose to learn the skills that will make you the happiest person alive. Happiness is not a choice, but it is a choice that can lead you towards being happy. It is by making the right choice that you can start learning the skills that will make you a happy person. Period. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Share this with somebody you love. Share this with somebody you love, because you might just help them realize that maybe they can learn to be happier in their lives. Now think about this. If you share this with somebody you love, and they use the information I've just shared with you to learn how to become healthier, if this information inspires them to find the right strategies, the right things they can start learning, the right skills they can start learning for them to become happier in their lives, what will that be worth to you? What would it be worth to see that person you love, that person in your life, being as happy as they possibly can be? Well, you can help them move towards that happiness if you share this episode with them. All right? And one last thing. What makes you happy? Let me know down in the comment section, or send me a comment however you want to send the comment. Let me know, what makes you happy? What makes you smile? What makes you laugh? What is the one thing that is guaranteed every single time to make you feel happy? And if you haven't subscribed, if you haven't clicked like, if you haven't followed, click subscribe, follow, and like, depending on where you're watching this from or listening to this from. If you're watching this on YouTube, when you click subscribe, click the bell, notification button, the bell right next to the subscribe button. That way you'll know every single time I upload a new episode. All right, so see you in the next episode. Take care till then.